Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk some bold predictions up next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome in to FBT in 5. Today is Wednesday, March 29th, one day away from opening day. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. And why don't you kick us off here, Scotty? Bold prediction number one.
Bold prediction number one, maybe the least bold of them. Corey Seager wins the AL batting title. He only hit 240 something last year, but entered the year a career 297 hitter. And basically everybody who's looked into the data agrees, including myself, that he was the biggest victim of infield shifts last year. The shifts are going away. Combine that with return to normalcy. And yeah, I think he could hit in the 315, 320 range. Pull it out.
Yeah, I would say that's obviously on the higher end outcome for Corey Seager. But man, I'm still expecting a 280 batting average, and it wouldn't surprise me if he gets up over 300 this season. Bold prediction number one for me is that Derek Hall outperforms what Rhys Hoskins did last year with the Phillies. So 246 batting average and 30 home runs. I think Derek Hall is better in each of those categories this year. It's obviously pretty bold. He's stepping into the first base role for Rhys Hoskins. Slugging will not be an issue. A 17.4% barrel rate for Hall last season, and among hitters with at least 50 batted balls, that ranked 7th ahead of Shohei Ohtani, Austin Riley, and O'Neal Cruz. The downside for Hall is that he's likely not going to play against left-handed pitching, but he looked great in spring training. The strikeouts were down. Power looked great, so really good ballpark to hit in. I think Derek Hall has a breakout season for the Phillies. Bold prediction number two, Scott. What you got?
This one's real bold, okay?
Uh-oh.
Graham Ashcraft, Reds right-handed pitcher, second year. Graham Ashcraft leads the Reds in strikeouts. More than Hunter Green.
Spicy.
More than Nick Lodolo. I know. It's like 2 degrees beyond what's believable, right? But Graham Ashcraft has this 100-mile-per-hour fastball. It's really more like a cutter. And didn't put up great numbers as a rookie last year because he didn't have many other weapons. Came into spring training with a new slider grip, and the strikeouts just exploded for him. Graham Ashcraft this spring had 25 strikeouts, in 17 and a third innings. 25 strikeouts compared to just 2 walks, by the way. So I think he is kind of an under-the-radar spring training riser who could explode with better numbers than anybody expects.
I really like it, yeah. Recently moved Graham Ashcraft inside my top 100, maybe even top 90 starting pitchers for this upcoming season. Bold prediction number two, the Marlins produced 3 top 30 starting pitchers for fantasy. We know that Sandy Alcantara is a near lock for this as long as he's healthy. I wrote up Jesus Luzardo in Breakouts 1.0, I don't know, 2 months ago back in January. So I think there's a very real chance for him. He's got to stay on the mound. That's been a big issue for Jesus Luzardo. And that leaves just one of Trevor Rogers or Edward Cabrera. Maybe they could both do it, but I only need one more of those to be inside the top 30. There's a lot of downside. There's also a lot of upside. Lots of strikeout potential for both Trevor Rogers and Edward Cabrera. So there you have it. 3 starting pitchers inside the top 30, all coming from the Miami Marlins. Scott, you got one more for me? What do you got?
I do indeed. Have you heard the name Blake Sabol before, Frank? S-A-B-O-L?
Sure
have.
This
is a Rule 5 pick for the Giants. Had to make the roster for the Giants to retain him, and he had such an impressive performance this spring that he's not only their backup catcher, he's also somebody they want to play in left field, and they want to play at DH. Blake Sable, left-handed bat, going to get a lot of at-bats for the Giants, and I think enough at-bats that it's going to make him a top 10 catcher, because that's where he's eligible to start the year, a top 10 catcher in head-to-head points leagues. This spring, he hit 348, three home runs, two stolen bases, so there's a bit of a speed element there for Blake Sable as well. 12 walks versus 13 strikeouts, reach base at a 475 clip. So it's, you know, it's a question of playing time, but at a position like catcher where playing time's a question for everybody, Sable being a left-handed hitter, I think he's going to get enough at-bats between those three positions, left field, DH, and catcher, that he can break into the top 10.
All right, for more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again tomorrow on opening day. Bye-bye.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.